I'm Russ White for MSU Today. Troy Livingston directs Science Gallery Lab Detroit.
Science Gallery is actually something that started in 2008 in Dublin, Ireland, along with Trinity College Dublin. And the idea was to create a space that gave the university a more permeable membrane with the community. And the way that they decided to do that was to engage people in science through art and art through science. They saw it as a way to engage faculty in new ways of thinking about interacting with the community and to get the community interacting with faculty and students in new ways. And it proved so successful that today more than 400,000 people come to Science Gallery Dublin to see their shows. And that is a lot of people in a country of 4.5 million. And it was so well received that when King's College London saw it, they said, well, we want to be a part of that. And then the University of Melbourne in Australia, same way. And then Ca' Foscari, which is in Venice, came aboard, along with the Indian Sciences Institute, which is the equivalent of the National Science Foundation in India. So Dublin is online. London is opening next summer, and the other galleries are in development.
So how did Science Gallery Lab Detroit come to be in Detroit through MSU?
About a year and a half ago, I was at one of those moments of considering what direction I wanted to go in, and I was talking to my dear old friend, Andrea Bandelli, who is the executive director of Science Gallery International, the group that's responsible for developing the galleries worldwide. And I told him I was thinking about what was going to be next for me, and he says, well, why don't you start the first science gallery in the United States? And I thought, he said, I mean, come on, you're the person I would want to do it. And I thought, that's pretty interesting, because I've been a huge fan of their work for many years. Just they were really doing some of the most important, most provocative work in informal science engagement in the world, if not the most. And so this idea presented itself to me, and the galleries have a very strong commitment to equity, access, and inclusion for all people. Some very good values that I think are important. And when I thought about this, I thought about my old friend Jeff Grable, who is now Associate Provost for Teaching, Learning, and Technology here at Michigan State, a role he had recently assumed here. And I thought, I should take this idea to Jeff because it feels like a Michigan State kind of idea. And he heard the idea and he said, I love it. Let me take it to the provost. And the provost heard the idea and she loved it. So the provost said, let me take it to the president. And Dr. Simon loved it too. And that was in the fall of last year, late fall. And by mid-December, I had a job offer. And I arrived March 1st. And that is lightning fast for any university. And certainly one of Michigan State size, it was remarkably fast.
The goal of MSU's lab is to reach youth ages 15 to 25 who are making important decisions about college and career choices and show them the interconnections between science, the arts, culture, design, business, and innovation.
Science Gallery is for everyone, but a particular emphasis for us is on 15 to 25-year-olds. We especially want to work to engage women and people of color as well, because those people, particularly in the sciences, those folks are way underrepresented when we look at who practices science, for example. We're also very much about including folks who are interested in these different disciplines. Science, art, for us, that includes everything, including the humanities. So we explore big ideas about the way the world works today and the way it will work in the future.
The aforementioned Jeff Grable says MSU is a great choice for our country's first science gallery lab because its mission is consistent with MSU's rich land-grant tradition and mission.
Well, one of the things that's exciting about the Science Gallery model and the concept as it's been implemented in Dublin and as it's imagined around the world is it's fundamentally consistent with the history and values of Michigan State University. And so when Troy brought the idea of Science Gallery to me, I thought it was like a hot knife going through butter at this institution. The values of access and inclusivity, of excellence, the fact that Science Gallery is a learning institution, and that it's deeply engaged in community and meant to transform the world. Those are big words and lofty language, but that is exactly what a university is supposed to be, and that's exactly what this university has been for its history. And the real challenge is how do we maintain that identity and that mission for the next 50 years. The landscape in higher education is changing dramatically, exponentially, and universities are slow-moving places, and there's lots of virtues to being a slow-moving place. But we need some opportunities to extend our mission in agile and creative and innovative ways, and Science Gallery is a real interesting challenge for Michigan State University, but it's also a remarkable opportunity.
Grable adds that learning to embrace the rapid pace of change in our world and finding new ways for people to engage with MSU are reasons for MSU to engage with the lab.
Well, I think there's a couple of things going on. One is pace, and the world is changing very, very fast. And in my career, I've watched graduates from our undergraduate program completely reinvent themselves 2 and 3 times in their careers. The question is, did we prepare them to do that or not? Not that did we give them technical skills that allowed them to do a job for a long time, because that's a pipe dream. But did we help people learn how to learn and prepare themselves to be adaptive intellectuals in the world so that they can have meaningful lives and change with the times? The other dynamic is, frankly, stratification and access to education. And one of the things that we have to do as a country, and the state of Michigan needs to do it as well, and Michigan State needs to participate in it, is live that access mission. And so we have to be able to provide different kinds of opportunities for the world to engage with Michigan State University. And Science Gallery helps on both issues. It helps us with pace, and it also helps us address some of the issues of stratification.
Grable feels lucky that MSU landed America's first Science Gallery lab.
Well, we're lucky that we're the first, right? And we're lucky that Science Gallery International came to Troy, and we're lucky that Troy and I have a relationship, and we're lucky that we have the provost and the president that we have. My grandpa always asked me, would you rather be good or lucky? And my grandpa had an answer to that question. It was lucky. So I believe in luck. And so there's a lot of luck in this. One of America's great contributions to the world is the land-grant institution. It is the most uniquely American form of higher education. And Science Gallery allows us to live out that land-grant mission into the future, as I said earlier, and that's really the match. We do a lot of great science, we do a lot of great art, we do everything extremely well, but if we keep it bottled up here in East Lansing, we're not doing what we need to do.
We are entering into the fourth industrial revolution. Devices like the ones that we have in our pockets are today changing. Computers are changing, technologies are changing, robotics, artificial intelligence are changing and will change our relationships with each other and the world, our health, and our work. And we are going to need places to come together to discuss what it means to be a fully functional, fully participatory human being in this world as it changes. Places like the Science Gallery are places that are open to everyone, that allow you to come to a place and talk with each other and with experts in the area and see works and have your thoughts provoked in ways that are not designed strictly the way a curriculum is, for example. They allow you to go to places in your mind and with others that allow you to explore and speculate on your life today and what your life might be like under new and different circumstances. And we believe that's incredibly important to get 15 to 25-year-olds in particular thinking about these very dramatic ways in which the world is changing today and will change during their lifetimes, because we believe that 15 to 25-year-olds have the creative potential to change the world. In fact, they're the ones who are going to do it. It's not going to be you and me.
And Jeff Grable hopes the communities of Detroit, Lansing, MSU, and everywhere, frankly, get excited about Science Gallery Lab Detroit.
We need the community to help us. And so that means we want the academic community at Michigan State University to be excited about this and to see this as a place in which they can express themselves, either express their science or art as a place to come to learn. We certainly want the Lansing area community to understand this as something that's special and important and needs their participation as well. We were fortunate to have the credit union be our lead investor with a very substantial gift. In Detroit as well, we need that community to know about us and to ask questions of us and to come to the events that we put on and to find the 15 to 25-year-olds in their lives who might take advantage of the opportunities that we're going to construct with them, to ask them to help create the world that they want to live in. And so we want people to be excited and to participate and know that their participation actually shapes the kind of science gallery that we have in Detroit.
Learn more about Science Gallery Lab Detroit at detroit.sciencegallery.com. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.